The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Then they came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. This morning, I'm going to talk to you about the word authority. And I'd like to start with a joke. There was a couple who had two boys, ages 8 and 10, and these boys were excessively mischievous. The two were always getting into trouble, and their parents could be assured that if any mischief happened in their town, their sons were sure to be involved. The parents were at their wits' end as to what to do about their son's behavior, and the mother heard of a priest in her parish that was very successful in speaking with mischievous children in the past. So she asked her husband whether he thought it would be a good idea. And the husband said, "We might as well. We have to do something." The priest of the parish agreed to speak to these two young boys, but asked to see them individually. So the 8-year-old went first. The priest sat the boy down and asked him very sternly, "Where is God?" The boy made no response, so the priest repeated the question in even a sterner tone, "Where is God?" Again, the boy made no attempt to answer. So the priest asked once more, "Where is God?" At that, the boy bolted from the church, he ran home, and he slammed himself into his room. His older brother followed him and said, "What happened?" The younger brother replied, "We're in big trouble this time. God is missing, and they think we did it." You know, it's a really cute story, and it relates directly to today's gospel and to listening to authority. These two young boys had a problem with listening to authority, and this story relates to Jesus' authority over the things in our lives that plague us, the things that hold on to us, the things that torment us. But it also relates to our surrendering to Jesus' authority in our own lives. This is the message of the gospel reading that we just heard. I ask that you close your eyes for a few moments and imagine yourselves there on that particular day. It was a regular Sabbath service at the synagogue, or like a normal Sunday mass here in church. The member walked in, sat in his usual pew. Everyone in Capernaum knew where each of the regulars sat. He blended into the crowd. Nothing unusual about that day. Now another man walked into the synagogue that day. He was from out of town. He came in trying to find a seat. He brought a couple of friends who seemed to have just gotten back from fishing. The regulars were milling around, visiting with each other. Then the lights went down, and a lute and a harp began to play. A hush and a calm fell over the congregation. When the scripture was read, the stranger stepped up and he began to speak. He must be a rabbi, a teaching elder, or else he would not stand and speak. It was Jesus of Nazareth. He begins to speak a word. Surprised worshipers are engaged, thinking, "He really is speaking to me. Well, isn't this fantastic?" Whatever Jesus said, they were astounded by his teaching. He wasn't just lecturing to them like the scribes did. He connected with their hearts. There was something different about this guy. Then Jesus zoned in on that one man for some reason. He was seated in a middle pew, very unassuming. Over the years, when he heard this gospel story, we would imagine a man with an unclean spirit to look like a scene from one of those scary movies that we've all seen. But that's not what happened here. There was nothing unusual about him, or else he would not have slipped past the ushers. He dressed like everyone else. He looked like he had just come from the office. He was just a man in the church with an unclean spirit. And when Jesus gazed into his eyes, the Spirit said, "What do you have to do with us? What does the Lord of all creation have to do with you and me, with our longings and our inner wrestlings and our struggling and our pain and our fears? What does the Lord of all creation have to do with us? Absolutely everything." Now you can open your eyes. You know, unclean spirits which had hold on this man can have a hold on each one of us as well. Our hidden shames, our secret fears, our anxieties that hold us captive, whatever it is that binds us, choking the fullness of life out of us. Jesus' authority is the authority of the one who confronts us with the truth in a way that commands our attention, and then it calls us to obey. It's the authority of the one who has nothing but our greatest interests at heart. It's the authority of the one who liberates us from the things that would torment us, the demons of fear and anxiety and helplessness, the demons of being afraid of what the day might hold, of questioning where God is in our lives sometimes, the demons we all have for living with comfortable illusions instead of the uncomfortable truth. To these demons, Jesus says with absolute authority, "Be silent." See, the world today is no less confusing than it was in Jesus' time, when many were told to question authority. We still have to make very difficult decisions in our own lives, but our choices become so much clearer when we live under the authority of Jesus Christ. We can make a choice for compassion, compassion that includes compassion toward ourselves, forgiveness of others, and forgiveness of our own frailty. We can make a choice for generosity toward God, toward each other, toward those people in society who seem to always get the short end of the stick. We can make a choice for honesty, to speak with clarity combined with love of the fact that we are committed to our faith and our belief that Jesus has authority in our lives. We can make a choice for courage. Courage to use our good gifts of love and faith and imagination and not let these gifts be locked up inside of us. And finally, we can make a choice for God. When we make the kind of decision that the knowledge of Jesus Christ compels, we commit ourselves to living under a new teaching, a different type of authority. It's a decision to live our lives liberated from all that is not God. So what does this all mean for us as we sit here in church this morning? I'll tell you and then I'm done. We are all broken in some way. And the good news is that Jesus Christ comes among us as one with authority this morning. He meets us in our brokenness and he offers himself to each one of us. He confronts what torments us by saying, "You can go now. They don't need you anymore. I am the one who truly loves them and who created them. They can trust me. So go. Be gone. I am here and I will never leave them." So now a little story about my own demons, about what torments me. You know, I entered the seminary at 45 years old, and I had a whole life that I lived with the habits that I developed, both good and bad, and with the fears and the anxieties that come from living in this world. And the thing that tormented me most, the thing that I struggled with most, was worthiness. Am I worthy of what God is calling me to do? Me, Vincent D'Agostino, a poor, weak sinner. And then one day, I was in church, and I shared this story with our 6th and 7th graders this past week. I was in church, and I don't have the best eyesight, so at distance, I can't really see very well, but I was in the back of the church, and it was adoration. And the Blessed Sacrament was on the altar, and Jesus was exposed, looking at me. And I prayed very hard that night, Lord, please help me. Help me in the struggle with worthiness, and help me to find whether this really is your calling for me. And I closed my eyes, and when I opened my eyes, everything around me was blurry, everything. And the thing that I could see most clearly, 20/20 vision from where I was sitting, was Jesus on that altar, clear as day. Jesus was telling me to stay with him. He was telling me to focus on him. He was telling me that he was in control. And you know what? He took authority over my fears and anxieties, and he still works in my life every single day. Everything became clearer to me. So go to him. Let him take control. Give him the authority over all that bothers you and over all that torments you. I promise you that things will become clearer for you. He will silence the demons that torment you if you choose to live under his authority. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.